Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now it's time for the Afro Check-In. It's a regular feature here on our program where we sit down with our colleagues at the African American newspaper to talk about some of the important stories of the day. St. Francis Academy is a high school in East Baltimore that has become in the last few years a football powerhouse. They're ranked fourth in the country. They finished last season with a perfect 13-0 record and the Maryland Interscholastic Athletic Association Championship. They're good. And now most of the teams in their league, the MIAA, contend that they're too good, and they're refusing to play them next season. The other Catholic and independent schools in the area frame their decision to take St. Francis off of their schedules as a safety issue. Others see it as an attempt to isolate the area's only predominantly Black Catholic school. Perry Green joins me. He's the sports editor at the Afro American newspaper. He has been following this controversy. Perry, good to talk to you. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Doing fine. So what's up with St. Francis? I mean, all of a sudden, the folks that they're used to playing don't want to play them anymore. What's this all about?
Well, see, the situation is St. Francis football team is only about 3 to 4 years old, maybe half a decade old at the most. They begin putting together a unit when they brought in a really good head coach that was already in the area. I mean, he went straight to work once he got himself there, got some really good athletes in the school. And from that moment forward, I think it was a process from St. Francis building, but all it took was a couple of years, and they're a really good team, got some really big guys. And I understand where the coach is coming from when he wants to call this thing a race issue is because they didn't have these rules that they have in place in the MIAA. They weren't trying to exercise these rules when St. Francis was still bad, when the coach first got there and they started to put the team together. But once he got the athletes that he wanted and they started to really kick butt, now they want to say that they're too good and it's a safety issue. So I understand where the coaches are coming from, the neighboring schools. When you see your kids out there playing against other kids that are bigger, stronger, or faster, and they look intimidated against them. But at the same time, there is cause for concern there. When you didn't have these problems before, when we weren't big, when we weren't strong, but then we got these guys together, now you don't want to play us anymore.
Yeah, the coach is this guy, Biff Poggi, who used to teach and coach, or used to coach, rather, at the Gilman School, which is a prestigious school, is largely white, certainly historically white, and now they do have a number of students of color there. And he recruited a number of people to come to Gilman. He left Gilman a few years ago, and now he's at St. Francis. He took, as I understand it, a bunch of his coaching staff with him from Gilman to St. Francis Academy. And these kids, I mean, the other teams are claiming that these kids are just too big, too fast, and too good. I mean, they really annihilated each of their opponents this year during the season, right? I mean, they were really doing none of these games were close, right?
Absolutely, they weren't even close. But see, that's the thing is, when it comes to basketball, these schools that are complaining, they have these athletes as well on the basketball court. You know, the bigger, stronger guys, the guys that are 6'10", 6'11", the guys, you know what? You don't never see the best basketball players in the state of Maryland playing at public schools. They always play for the private institutions. So, and no one ever has a problem then. But, I mean, I understand football is a much more violent sport than basketball. You know, so when you have that physical competitive edge over your opponent, you are able to impose your will physically, and it's much more violent. So, there is a factor there, and that's the reason why Coach Poggi eventually agreed that he understands why there's some safety concern, and he's just ready to go ahead and move on with his independent schedule. And I think the independent schedule will benefit St. Francis as well because they're going to be playing against teams that are going to be more on their level nationally-wise across the board. That'll just better prepare St. Francis for when they do actually face off on teams in the national championship series and whatnot.
Yeah, because so instead of playing locally, instead of playing schools like Calvert Hall and Loyola and Gilman and McDonough, they are playing a national schedule. And as we mentioned at the top, they're last year were ranked fourth in the country, so they are going to be playing with people, playing with other schools who have the same kind of talent, the same kind of size. I mean, there are four kids on that team in high school who are more than 300 pounds. These are big young men who are obviously, you know, going to play a very advanced game of football.
Yep, absolutely. And I think, like I said, I think that'll benefit St. Francis, because if they're playing lesser talented individuals and then they end up going 13-0 again, they'll end up having to face those tougher schools once they get to the national championship schedule in tournaments and whatnot. So when you're already playing against them 13 games throughout the season versus just at the very end, you'll be better prepared mentally, physically. So I think that's what Coach Poggi was already leaning towards. I think he wanted that more so for the 2019 season, and he had to be forced into it a year earlier because of the neighboring schools now complaining and crying that they don't want to play him. But I think that's all that did is just push his goal one step further, a little quicker. I understand, though, his frustrations, most definitely, though, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to enforce rules against him that were always in play, and no one ever did them when we had it basketball-wise or baseball-wise. All these other schools have the advantages there, but once we get on the football field, now the advantage is in our box, and now you want to call foul.
St. Francis is the oldest Catholic school in the Archdiocese. It is predominantly African-American. The majority of the students live at or below the poverty line. And they make the point, Deacon Curtis Turner, in a letter that he wrote to the other schools, which has been made public via Facebook, made it clear that, this school can drastically change the trajectory of the lives of many of its students, including kids who didn't grow up in Baltimore. So everybody understands that there are some kids who are recruited from cities outside of Baltimore, and they're brought to St. Francis. And the folks at St. Francis say that's because those kids don't have a place like St. Francis in wherever they live, be it St. Louis or Detroit or Phoenix or something. I mean, so they need to come to Baltimore to be at St. Francis so that they can get that educational opportunity. Do you buy that argument? And how do people react to that that particular fact?
Yeah, I do. In St. Francis, like you said, it's been serving young Black African-American men and women for a very long time. And it shouldn't stop now just because you actually happen to be very good in one particular skill in the sport. So, these schools, they never had any problem recruiting players outside of their areas when it came to their sports. You have some of those schools like St. Mount Joe. They've always had some of the most excellent basketball players in the state of Maryland. All of those kids didn't live in the Baltimore area in the past. Some of those kids were bused and moved and relocated into the area so that they could attend St. Mount Joe and Spalding and some of these schools. So you can't call foul now just because you're losing. And I think that's the frustration where Coach Poggi was relaying to us. Again, though, he eventually agreed with some of the coaches that it is going to be better for them to take on the national schedule, not only for the safety of the players, but for the benefit him and his players. But again, if you call foul now on football, why wouldn't you calling it when you went and got these great athletes for your basketball team and your baseball team? It sounds fishy.
Yeah, but right now there doesn't seem to be an issue with the St. Francis basketball team or the St. Francis baseball team. It's only with football, right?
It's only with football. And again, and that's because some of those schools like St. Mount Joe, they're getting those good basketball players as well. So they're not going to call foul when they actually match up with you there, because they're getting some of the good athletes from out of the area as well, you know. And the more you get into a good school, the better. You know, if you have to be a great athlete and you're more in a more impoverished area, but now you get to go to a better school, and get a better education, that's great, man. And so it shouldn't be anybody complaining about what Coach Foggy is doing there at St. Francis, getting players and getting young student athletes and putting them in better positions, putting them in a great school institution. You know, that should be a story of positivity, not, hey, what are you doing? You're doing something foul here. But all along, we were doing it the whole time with our basketball team.
Yeah, interesting. All right, well, Perry Green, I appreciate it. It's an interesting story. And, of course, we haven't gotten a chance to talk about the cost of all of this, not just for places like Mount St. Joe's, but for St. Francis. And as I understand it, there have been a lot of reports that the coach himself is personally funding some of the cost of that football program. So it's really quite an amazing story. Perry, I really appreciate it. It's good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you for having me.
Perry Green is the sports editor at the Afro American newspaper. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/midday. That's it for us today. A reminder again that we will be live tonight for primary night in Maryland. Join me, the WYPR news team, and our panel of analysts for the results in the key contests across the city and the state, including the race for the Democratic nominee for governor, the Democratic and Republican primaries for Baltimore County Executive, and the hotly contested race for Baltimore City State's Attorney. Coverage begins at 9 o'clock tonight right here on 88.1 WYPR. Thanks to Joe Squared for providing lunch. Joe Squared serves coal-fired pizzas, risotto, and local craft beers. Locations and hours at joesquared.com. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate you listening. Have a great day. Out of the Blocks is coming up after the news at the top of the hour. We'll see you tonight. Thanks.